You're listening to the Offsides podcast on KPL965.com.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
We are Acadiana's home for news and talk. News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew J.
Hope Against Time. I'm Matt Napolitano, Fox News. Search and rescue efforts expanding for the missing Titan submersible.
This is an incredibly complex search operation requiring both surface and subsurface elements, and our unified approach is critical.
U.S. Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick, Canadian officials detecting underwater sounds within the search zone, though it's not confirmed if they are connected to the missing vessel. Jack Teixeira pleading not guilty to federal felony charges related to allegations the Massachusetts Air National Guard member leaked highly classified military documents on a social media platform. Daniel DJ Rodriguez receiving 12 and a half years in prison for several crimes, including the use of a stun gun on a D.C. police officer during the January 6th Capitol riots in 2021. The House set to vote on a resolution to censure California Congressman Adam Schiff over his past criticism of former President Trump and his alleged ties to Russia.
You who are the authors of a big lie about the last election must condemn the truth tellers, and I stand proudly before you.
This is the second attempt to censure Schiff this month. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito is sounding off on a ProPublica report. He accepted a lavish vacation from a conservative billionaire.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito accepted a 2008 luxury fishing trip to Alaska on a private jet owned by Republican donor hedge fund billionaire Paul Singer, alleging he did not reveal the trip on financial disclosure reports and did not recuse himself years later when at least 10 cases linked to Singer's businesses came before the court. In a Wall Street Journal opinion piece, Justice Alito argues he had no obligation to recuse himself, was unaware of Singer's connection to the cases, and wasn't obligated to report items as gifts.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. A third straight session drop on Wall Street, all three major indices ending Wednesday in the red. America's listening to Fox News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
A ceremony on Capitol Hill unveiling a forever postage stamp to honor the life and legacy of Congressman John Lewis.
For John Lewis, the pursuit of racial justice and equality was not a partisan affair. It was his deeply held set of values anchored in love of country, love of the Constitution, and love of God.
Democratic Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries among the speakers to present the stamp honoring the late civil rights pioneer. Lewis represented Georgia in the House for over three decades until his passing in 2020. Three people were injured after a man drove his car into the building just blocks from Google's New York City headquarters. The driver, Jason Bitten, is facing assault charges. Police say Bitten was a longtime Google critic, accusing the tech giant of torturing its users, even going as far as to sue Google back in 2019 for operating a social control program. Saturday Night Live gears up to celebrate a major milestone.
Saturday Night Live is about to celebrate its half century, and Lorne Michaels is throwing a party.
I'm 50 years old.
The celebration next year will include a night of nostalgia at Radio City Music Hall. Michaels, the show's creator, speaking at Cannes Lion Festival during an event, said the 50th celebrations will kick off as part of NBC's coverage of the Paris Olympics next summer, and went on to detail some of the events planned for the celebration. He said it will be a one-of-a-kind homecoming with musical acts and stand-ups, adding that it will most likely be streamed because the language won't be in control. Michelle Foligno, Fox News.
The Hockey Hall of Fame unveiling this year's class. Goaltenders Henrik Lundqvist, Tom Barrasso, and Mike Vernon all selected for enshrinement this year. They're joined by the likes of former NHL center Pierre Turgeon and longtime coach Ken Hitchcock. I'm Matt Napolitano. This is Fox News.
Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
What's up, Acadiana, and welcome to Shannon Is Offsides. I'm Shannon Wilkerson, here with Gary Cruz. Thanks for joining us for today's broadcast. We'll be with you until 6 o'clock. It's currently 4:08. Taking you home live and local on KPL 96.5 FM. Gary Cruz, always great to have you here on Wednesday. How has your week been?
My week was good, man. Since last week, There was Father's Day, and I don't think you knew, but my birthday was Saturday. So
back to back.
I'm officially old. I made 65. So
hey, look, man, get that money.
I got three daughters. They have finally all gotten a message. I am loaded up on Irish whiskey.
Nice. Nice. Now, how many daughters do you have?
I have one, and my wife has two. So okay. I have three daughters.
Well, something I realized a while back, a man with daughters never dies alone.
Okay.
It's true. Okay. I mean, a man with daughters never dies alone. If
whether
you end up being a widow
or not.
That's right. Okay. Like if you're a widower, all right. Later in life, you know, you're old, you're dying.
Mm-hmm.
A man with daughters, they stick by your side. Not that sons don't love a father as much. But men just don't have a natural nurturing nature, okay? Not like daughters, okay?
Yeah, males and females are different.
There's something about a daughter and a son relation. A father-daughter son.
A father-daughter
relationship that's just different.
Oh yeah,
in a good way.
Oh no,
okay.
Only issue is when you're single, they get real picky about who you can go out with.
That's true, too. That's true, too. But you can look forward to dying.
Okay.
Okay. Because they'll be right there by your side. I'm
not
telling
there
you that.
Yet, but
yeah, no, you got a ways to go. You got longer than I do. Okay. You're older than me. You still have longer than I do. But so happy birthday and happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
In the 5 o'clock hour, Gary and I will be reflecting on Father's Day. And remember, Wednesday, we will be discussing the best fathers in either movie or television.
Yeah. I think, and there's a lot more of them than people think. So interesting to hear.
Yeah, we get a lot of great phone calls.
Oh yeah, but we got to tie into that for this hour too, right?
We do the Oscars.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't get it, but okay.
Movies.
All right. Okay. That's a good point. Okay, you've got the movie thing, and you've got movies with dads, and you have movies that won and or were nominated for an Academy Award.
Which might not be in the future, you know? The remakes that have to be radically different.
The fathers that will be in the Oscars in the future will actually be trans. They'll actually be biological women that identify with being a father, something like that.
Okay.
Now,
we just have to wait and see. It's going to be weird.
Well, we'll have to wait, but I don't want to see.
Okay.
I don't want to see it. So here's a question. When was the last time you watched the Oscars?
Oh, man, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time for everybody, okay?
I have to tell you, it just always was a pretty boring show. I don't watch the Tonys that often, but at least the Tonys are entertaining, you know?
Yeah.
At least there's song and dance, and the Oscars just...
I don't imagine that there's anybody LGBTQ at the Tonys. Okay. I'm just saying, okay?
Okay,
listen,
yeah.
You know, a lot of singing and dancing and
jazz hands.
Jazz hand. But, okay, so nobody watches the Oscars anymore. The ratings are tanking and tanking and tanking. And there's a few reasons, in my opinion. First off, the movies just aren't any good anymore. Okay, we don't have epic films like we used to. And I'll give a few examples. In the mid-90s,
okay,
these are just the ones that come to mind. You had Shawshank.
Right.
Jerry Maguire, Philadelphia, Forrest Gump, Pulp Fiction, and I could go on and on. Those are just the ones that come to mind right now.
Right.
The only box office hits that exist right now are superhero movies.
Yeah,
which, you know, it's not, I don't want to say it's not a real movie, but...
It's a real movie and it's entertaining. One of the things that's been a knock against the Oscars for a long time is that if it was a real popular movie, the Oscars shunned it. You know, if it was a real entertaining movie, the Oscars shunned it. You know, I don't think Jerry Lewis ever got an Oscar, but they always made money on the movies.
That's interesting. And I can't disagree with you on that.
Yeah.
That's something that I hadn't considered before.
Oh, I thought the Expendables deserved being nominated, you know?
Well, you know, there's a lot of them, all right? But... The quality of films just aren't there anymore. I don't see. In other words, when those other movies came out, people would talk about them.
Right.
And they would say, man, I went to go see this great movie.
Right.
I really highly recommend it. And you would go.
Right.
And you would see it. And it was fantastic. And then you would tell somebody, I never heard of anybody that went to go see Shawshank Redemption and said, oh, that movie sucked. Doesn't happen.
Right.
Okay. And so the quality of the movies are not there anymore.
Well, the other thing that's changed too is, you know, you're talking about the 90s. Mm-hmm. You didn't have where you could, all these streaming services, you couldn't watch a movie on your phone or your tablet or your laptop, you know, anywhere you wanted to. You went to the theater, even in the 90s.
Right.
You went to the theater to see a movie. And so for theaters... The economics has really changed. The business has changed.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the reasons why you see the Marvel movies doing so well.
Yeah.
Or you see these movies that are franchises where they keep bringing back Star Wars or they do different ones.
Right. And they wear it out.
They
wear it out. I cannot enjoy Star Wars first films as much as I used to simply because they overdid it. And I didn't see any of the other ones. All right. But it was just too much and too much. Leave it alone. But they don't leave it alone because they got to make some money. The only way they can make some money is to go back to what works.
Right, right.
And the Marvel movies, yes, they are all real movies, but they don't have those storylines that these other these big blockbuster epic films used to have. And that's really disappointing. You know, the Marvel movies, it's pretty much the same template. There's a good guy, there's a bad guy. Right. They both have superhero, strengths.
Right.
Okay. And, you know, the bad guy is really bad and the good guy is really good. And then the good guy wins.
It's like professional wrestling.
It's like, that's exactly right. It's the Hulk and the Iron Sheik.
Yeah, there you go.
And so it's very predictable. You know, maybe they would gain some traffic if one of the really good guys just is killed. Okay, dead.
Well, that did happen with the one where half of humanity died. I forget which one, but it had to do with the stones. And half of all humanity died. But they went back and brought the people back.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. You know, if the character's dead, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. I loved the Batman with Christian
Bale?
That guy. Christian Bale. Yeah, the pretty boy. With Heath Ledger as the Joker. But there was something that rubbed me wrong about this because the Joker is dead.
Yeah.
Okay. Michael Keaton, who is Batman, killed the Joker. And so when you keep bringing him back, you're cheating.
And just Michael Keaton was my favorite Batman. Everybody liked him.
Yeah.
I thought Christian Bale, I liked the revenge aspect of Christian Bale.
Yeah.
He was truly a dark one. But I liked Michael Keaton as Batman.
Michael Keaton is Batman. That's it. All right. He was the one that stuck his neck out for that type of movie. Didn't have any films like that.
Right.
All right. And I cannot tell you how much I would love to see, before he gets too old, I would love to see him return as Batman.
I think he is.
Go ahead.
I think he's a Batman in a movie that's either out or coming out.
Yes, but it's a very little role.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I mean the lead.
Okay.
Now, maybe that little teaser will encourage Hollywood to say, hey, man, we got to bring back Michael Keaton. And he's an older Batman. And he's got cool toys and
arthritic
everything.
Batman.
Hey, help me up. kind of Batman, you know. I got to warm up before. Let me stretch,
then we can fight.
That's right. Well, coming back to the Oscars, as if the Oscars weren't bad enough. As if I'm sorry. Let me circle back.
Okay.
The movies are bad. But in addition to that, there's so many people get up there and talk politics.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and I hate Trump, and the Republicans, and what about the LGBT, and then the abortion, and I mean, I don't want to watch any of that.
Right.
They've ruined their brand, in my opinion. All right, now it's not the Oscars, it's not the Academy Awards' responsibility to make good films.
Right.
But it is their responsibility to bring in all that baggage.
Well, that's the National Motion Picture Association, or the Academy.
The Academy. And even that, I think people think that's kind of pompous, the Academy.
Well, if anybody's going to have an overinflated sense of self-worth, there's a good chance they're a movie star.
Or a rap artist.
Okay.
In 2024, as if the Oscars wasn't bad enough, they're making it even more ridiculous, all right? Beginning in 2024, film producers and directors will be required to submit to the Academy a dossier of the sort that points to the race, gender, sexual orientation, and disability status of their film's cast and members. I don't know what they're thinking. Now they want to bring diversity into the who can and cannot be in the films.
Yeah.
One of the new standards is that a movie features a lead or supporting character who is from an underrepresented racial or ethnic group. Another standard can be that the movie has a main storyline focused on an underrepresented group in some way. Also, a movie can meet a standard by having at least 30% of its cast come from two or more underrepresented groups.
Okay.
So, for you to make a movie that you want to be a candidate for the Oscars,
right?
You've got to meet those diversity requirements and standards. And this is just taking away from the real creativity of a film,
yeah,
a script, a director, a producer, and I don't. I think that by the time this becomes reality, okay, so that's 2024, which means the first Oscars that would be on the air,
right,
would be 2025,
right?
Okay, so when you take that away from the creativity of making a film, I don't think people are going to have anything to do with it.
People will probably still go watch movies, but I liked Richard Dreyfuss's comment about this. It makes him vomit. And he went on to say, look, this is, yes, movies are a business, but it's an art.
And it really is.
You don't tell someone you have to, it has to do X, Y, and Z,
yes,
for it to be art. You have now quashed the artist.
Yeah. It's like telling a impressionist painter, somebody that draws, a real artist, that if they are going to have a piece of art that they create, it has to represent a certain amount of minority. Same thing.
Right. Okay. Well, I can imagine all kinds of people in film school, if a teacher gave them these kinds of restrictions, going, no, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's
bad. And so I still think people are going to make movies that don't adhere to these qualifications.
Right.
Because the Oscars don't carry any weight anyway.
Well, they do, because it does help with sales. It does help at the box office. And smaller movies that might not get known,
yeah,
they get picked up. They get, you know, that's...
Yeah. But I don't think that it carries the weight that it used to.
No,
okay?
I don't think so.
You know, nine-time Oscar winner.
Right.
Who ran away with the Oscars? Remember As Good As It Gets?
Yeah.
Another incredible movie.
Yep.
You know, Silence of the Lamb. You can just go on and on. And that's just, I think, the most recent era,
yeah,
of big blockbuster epic films that were back to back. It kept you in the theaters.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that along with everything else, the woke agenda will ruin everything.
You know, on the other hand, I'm thinking that, you know, I'm half Lebanese and half Irish, and now I'm officially old. I may be able to start an acting career.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, before we go to the phone lines, I'll give you another example of how the woke agenda has begun to ruin major films, okay? Major motion picture films.
Mm-hmm.
Bryan Cranston, okay? Walter White.
Right.
Heisenberg himself. He starred in a film where he was a quadriplegic.
Okay.
And the woke community was angry because he wasn't a real quadriplegic.
Yeah.
That's called acting.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what it's coming down to.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to have a picture film and one of the roles is a prostitute.
Right. You're going to have to hire a real
prostitute. You got to go hire a real prostitute? I mean, it's ridiculous.
And she could probably make more not.
Stop it.
Okay.
Hello, welcome to Shannon Is Offsides. Who's calling?
Hey, is this me?
Yes, who's calling? Who's that?
Okay, this is Randall from Jennings. This 20% that, 30% this, 20% that means 100% I'm not going.
See,
that's watching it.
That's the new math, so, man.
That's the new math.
That's the new math.
Thanks for the call, Randall. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah,
okay.
I think so.
That's what's going to happen, because you can't make movies. You can't make people go to the movies.
No, you can't make them go to the movies. And I really don't think you should be telling people what they can and can't put in their movies.
Yeah. Well, what about the other way around? Because if with this, all right, the underrepresented demographic, what if white people are the underrepresented?
Right.
Okay, like you mentioned earlier, color purple.
Well, you won't go straight into white. It would be broken down by Irish, Italian, you know, Polish.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Like you said, you're Lebanese.
Yeah.
Where are the Lebanese?
Where does
it end?
It ended with Danny Thomas, man.
It ended with Danny Thomas.
Yeah, Danny Thomas was Lebanese.
Look, man, Danny Thomas.
Yeah, he's going to come up in the next segment.
Yeah. he made St. Jude, so he gets a pass on anything. All right. It's just, they will ruin everything. okay? They've already ruined their brand. Go ahead.
You don't even have to say they, though. We're all human, and the one thing we know about human beings is give us something, and we will screw it up.
There you go. In time, we will screw everything up. We're screwing up cars. Yeah. They all got to be electric. Guess what's happening to electric cars? They're exploding.
Completely off, but I read an article the other day. They're now coming up with an EV car that has a stick shift. It won't do anything, but people who really want to have a stick shift will be able to just go ahead and shift.
A fantasy land. Yeah. Okay, a total fantasy land. That's ridiculous.
Oh,
now, you know, I heard something that, okay, electric motorcycles is coming. Or all the major motorcycle brands either have or they have plans to release electric motorcycles.
Okay.
Well, along with the cars, even more so, the problem with the electric motorcycles is, first, you know, motorcycles are hard enough to see.
Right.
Now you can't hear them.
Can't hear them, yeah.
Okay. You know, think about that.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to come back to the Oscars when we return. Give us a call. Let us know the last time you watched the Oscars or went to the theater. Stay tuned.
When you're looking to try someplace new, check out the Dining by District feature on the EatLafayette.com website. You'll see all of the locally owned and operated restaurants that are a part of Eat Lafayette this year, grouped by Dining District. You may find a new favorite right in your area of town. Eat Lafayette from Lafayette Travel and sponsored in part by News Talk 96.5 KPL. News Talk 96.5 KPL broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios. Find out more about how they can help you at matthew-james.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Glad to be back on the air, but too bad that we're not talking about how great the movies are. and can't wait to. I used to look forward to the Oscars every year. I used to look forward to the Grammy. Oh, yeah. Now, I would flip around because it is long and drawn out.
Yeah.
But I would normally tune in the beginning because the itinerary was frequently they opened with a really big one. And then they finished with a best picture.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just nothing to look forward to anymore.
No.
When I have tried to watch it, I just get angry. There's nothing but grandstanding, egocentric people that think that everyone is going to listen to their political views.
Right. Or that everyone should.
Or that everyone should, as condescending and arrogant as they possibly can be.
Yep.
And they've ruined it.
Yeah.
That's it. They've ruined it. What was Best Picture last year?
I don't know.
Exactly. Okay, exactly. Who won Best Supporting Actress? No idea. Nobody cares. It all sucks. All right. Hello, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
This is Lynn. You got me?
I got you, Lynn.
Two things. One, the last time I watched, I think the best picture was Birdman. And I used to, like you, I used to enjoy the Oscars. I said, okay, let me rent this. Unbelievably horrible movie. And
yeah.
I won the Oscar, the best picture. And the second thing, they started making political statements in their acceptance speeches. And I said, okay, we don't need to watch this anymore.
Constantly.
Listen, let me put a bug in your ear. I'm sure you've heard, but if you hadn't heard, there is a movie coming out that people need to go see. Sound of Freedom, July the 4th. It will begin exposing a lot of stuff.
There you go. You mean political?
It's about child trafficking with Jim Caviezel.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you, you have to have a good stomach, though, because you're going to hear stuff you wouldn't believe.
Is it
I'm
like...
I'm not going to say it on the...
Okay, I get it.
I'm not saying it on the radio because it's too horrible.
Is it a documentary?
No. This is a movie about Tim Ballard, who was ex-federal... I'm not sure what agency, but he was in charge of child trafficking, and he resigned his position to start rescuing these kids. I'm telling you, really, I do not bring you kids to see it. This is an adult adult movie that is gonna blow the lid off of a bunch of stuff people never heard of.
Okay, I'll make a note. Thank you.
All righty.
Well, okay, so the quality of the films just isn't there anymore. The Oscars are making these rules.
Right.
The whole thing has been ruined. Let's talk a little bit about the theaters themselves.
Okay.
Okay, the actual physical theaters.
Okay.
Considering those factors, I really do believe that the multi-screen theaters will start closing down. They cannot, I don't see how they can survive. They get a little burst of business every now and then.
Right.
I think that you're going to go back, we're going to go back to 3 or 4 screen theaters.
It's tough to see, but, you know, people have written them off before, and they found a way to stay in business and do. And I love going to the theater.
Yeah.
You know, but I went to go see John Wick, the last John Wick, 4, I think, John Wick. And it was during the middle of the day. It was, you know, like 4:30. I was there by myself.
Exactly.
You know, it's and that's a shame. When I always go, I make sure I buy popcorn and soft drink because that's part of how they make their money. But yeah, it's sad to go and the theater is empty. Now it's nicer, but
yeah, well, it's good for you, but it's bad for them. I believe that if these theaters do start closing down before that will happen, they'll likely only start opening in the evening. Okay. Look, like you just said, they got 8-10 screens.
Yeah.
All these movies playing, nobody in there.
Right.
All right. And so I think that is likely in the near future. And like I said, I think that you're going to start seeing theaters that just have less screens. They're going to be more profitable.
Yeah.
Smaller footprint, less space to air condition.
Right.
Smaller staff. The whole thing. Less electricity. It's just going to be a smarter business model for them.
I don't know, you know, because part of it is you see now they have multiple movies running, and so you bring in different people at different times. If you cut back on the number of screens you have, now you can't show as much of a variety of movies. You do have some theaters, even locally, that are doing flashback or remember, and they're showing older movies, which is pretty cool. You know,
I'm just curious.
It's a nice outing for a group.
Yeah, and I have no idea. I wonder how many people actually go. They've got some really cool old films that they play at the single screen theater in New Orleans, the Britannia.
Right.
Okay, and we might start seeing some more luxurious single screen theaters.
Right.
We also might start seeing some theaters that only seat maybe 40 or 50 people, and it's not a whole theater, but it's like one of these theaters that you see in these millionaires' homes.
Yeah.
You know, with big plush seats and a big screen, but it's not like that. I'd go to that. All right. I would spend $20 a person.
Yeah, well, we're about halfway there now.
There you go.
You don't go for $5. Now, you remember when our parents would drop us off for a buck? You know, you went to the summer movies, the kids' movie, and you know, they'd drop 10 of us off and give us each a $5, and you could get everything. You could eat. You could go into the movie.
Yep.
And mom and her friend got a break for a couple of hours.
Yeah. You know? Cinema City 6.
Mm-hmm.
Right there in Kenner. It was the dollar movie.
Yeah.
And used to go there all the time, just like you're talking about. But that's a good example. That theater had 6 screens.
Yeah.
And it was the big one.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. But the future of the movie industry is very unpredictable right now.
Yeah.
And as you just said, you've got screening. And a lot of these new movies are available through screening.
Streaming.
Streaming. Right, I need a Diet Coke.
Okay.
Are available through streaming. Thank you. You know, shortly after their release.
Right.
And so,
Man, we got guys that'll come to Bailey's and sit. If there's nobody in the back, they'll sit back there and watch a movie. And there's not many places you can go and sit and smoke a cigar and watch a movie. You know, maybe that's what we'll get is a couple of movie houses that are cigar and smoker
friendly.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can.
Yeah.
I really don't think you can.
Yeah.
That's a shame, too.
It is.
Another problem that the movie industry has, or rather the theater business has, is that big, huge, high-quality flat-screen TVs are affordable now.
Yeah.
So everybody's got, and you got sound bars, you got surround sound. Mm-hmm. I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
Okay, when I'm in the theater, I got to go to the bathroom. I can't pause it.
Right, you can't pause it.
I can't pause it. I can make popcorn right there in my kitchen for a fraction of the price. And I can eat, I can drink.
Right.
Smoke cigars. Right there in my own recliner in my underwear.
Yeah, I did miss part of John Wick 4 because I had to go to the restroom. I just couldn't. It's a long movie.
There you go. Those big, long movies. Remember, they used to have intermission.
Yep. You said, the drive-in intermission was fantastic.
Yeah. Now, the drive-in industry did see a big return during COVID.
Yeah.
But no one tried it here. It's too damn hot.
Yeah.
But in nice climates, I'd love to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a big deal if you had a convertible.
Well, you could mix a drive-in and a pool, maybe.
That's very good. Yeah, I like that. Well, there are places, big resorts, and I think some really upscale RV parks that have big giant screens.
Oh, wow.
At the pool. And at night, people float in the pool and watch a movie.
Yeah.
And that seemed pretty cool to me.
Yeah, that would be.
It would be. I don't know if they have the quality. I guess they do, to be able to view them during the day. You know,
you gotta watch the reflection in the
But if they do, great way to watch a Saints game.
Oh yeah,
how about that?
Yeah,
floating, having a cocktail.
Yeah,
smoking a cigar, all that good stuff.
Sounds good to me, man.
All right, we will be right back, and when we return, we're going to be talking about a different kind of movie.
Okay,
be ready. All right, welcome back to Shannon is Offsides. I got Gary Cruz here. So a bill is being presented. It was actually discussed and passed last year. And now it's been in effect. And what we're talking about is a follow-up to last year's bill, which is an age verification law for porn sites. And this is going to Governor John Bel Edwards' desk. The governor is expected to sign it into law. Now, Louisiana is the only state that has this.
Well, okay. It's not just the bill for age verification. This is now allowing the attorney general to sue. That's the big difference.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And sue the parents.
Oh, I didn't realize it was sue the parents.
I believe it's sue the parents.
Suing the porn sites. Suing the porn sites.
Well,
and that's the teeth. I think that's the teeth.
Yeah, I don't see how this is going to work. They might be able to pass it, and there may be ways for them to go after these porn sites, all right? But it's not going to be that difficult for somebody underage to still be able to do it. All you need is an ID.
Right.
All right, if you can get into a bar where they're actually looking at you and see the ID, I don't see how it's going to be really difficult for a minor to be able to log into these porn sites. I will say that it's my personal opinion that these adult sites should not be free. It shouldn't be that easy, all right? Okay. It really shouldn't. Now, when we were younger, all you had was creepy movie theater. Speaking of movie theaters,
you had to go buy the magazines
or magazine.
Yeah.
All right. Still pictures.
Yeah.
It was either still pictures or take your life into your own hands going to the Pussycat Theater.
And you couldn't get in. I mean, you had to show up and you had to,
that's right. You had to go. It was a featured motion picture.
I mean, both of us grew up in New Orleans and you weren't getting in a strip club unless you had ID and looked like you could go.
Exactly. Well, the movie theaters were the same way.
Right.
I never went. I didn't know anybody that went. So I don't know how strictly it was enforced. I know that a lot of bars were not enforced. You know, I checked IDs at the court jester when I was 16 years old.
Yeah.
And the police never came in there checking anybody. They just wanted to see if there was somebody checking IDs.
Right, right.
They didn't even check my ID. All right. So it was a different world, especially right. around this area. I can't tell you how many people I've met that said that they were in the bars when they were 12 years old, you know, having a beer down yeah. the street because it was a neighborhood bar and it just wasn't that big of a deal.
But when it came to pornography and sex, things were different. It was a different rule. It was.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think drinking here, we took it. It wasn't uncommon for somebody to send their kids to go pick up their beer at
exactly.
the neighborhood grocery. That's nobody sent their kid to go pick up the Playboy, even much less a Hustler or a Penthouse.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. It's yeah. always been treated a little differently.
It has. I got to tell you that. Like I said, I don't have any personal experience about that. You know, trying to get into these joints as a minor. But I have no reason to doubt what you're saying. And I also think that different adult locations, adult bars,
right,
strip clubs, they different ones probably had different standards. All right. Remember the Downs Lounge?
Yeah.
With CC Vanilla?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That was her name. She was the feature. You know, right. I remember reading that in the morning paper, in the movie listings,
yep.
you know, to my mom and Larry, you know, CC Vanilla yep. live on stage tonight. I never got to see who CC Vanilla was.
But that's another way they used to not so much police it, but keep people away from it was through your zoning laws. Because you kept all that stuff away. So as a kid, unless you were driving, you weren't going to ride your bicycle up to the porn theater
yeah.
and get in, you know.
Or
to a strip club.
I would.
You
If you I thought I could have gotten in, right. I'd have ridden my bike
you
all the way.
Ride it there,
I'd have ridden
it
to the West
in.
Bank. All right.
You have to take the ferry.
I'd have pedaled right over that bridge if I could have. Nevertheless, it was a different world.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go through the progression of how adult entertainment has evolved, You had the what we're just talking about.
Right.
You had strip clubs. You had adult movie theaters.
Right.
Full length. You ever see Boogie Nights?
Yeah, the movie.
Okay,
Boogie
with
Night,
Dirk
yeah.
Diggler. Mm-hmm. I mean, they made films.
Right.
All right. And so after that, with the invent of VCRs.
Right.
Totally different world.
Right.
All right. Now everybody can go to the video store. And you remember the local video stores had the adult section,
right?
Okay, but and back there,
right?
And you know, I mean, I had an ongoing account. Okay, you know, I'd go in, hey Shannon, and so I'm joking around, but nevertheless, then adult entertainment came into our homes,
right?
And that industry exploded.
Oh, man, could you remember? You remember when your parents got cable? And they didn't have HBO, and you're trying to see the squiggly line,
yes.
make out what they were doing on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember. And I remember there was a late night show called Blue Something. Remember that?
Yeah.
Blue. And they had that intro, Blue. You know, and the girl was all with the lipstick. Anyway, so then you had that, okay? And you could go to your local family video store, go in the back. But then Blockbuster came along and wiped all those stores out.
Right.
And Blockbuster didn't have those.
Nope.
But then those adult video stores started opening up.
Right.
And that's what they sold.
Right.
Okay. Is it La Video out on the Brobridge Highway?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you also had those you could go in. You had booths where you could go in and watch the video.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right. I don't think that exists anymore.
Okay.
I don't know. But then you had those, all right? So you had, then after that, you had DVDs.
Right.
All right? So it advanced with that technology.
Easier to send through the mail.
That's right. That's a good point. You sound experienced. So moving forward, then
People
after
talk.
That, there was the internet.
Right.
Which is where we are now.
Yeah.
But originally, these sites were, you had to pay for them.
Right.
Okay, you couldn't just watch it for free.
Well, you still have to pay for them, but there's all kinds of free stuff out there to entice you to sign up.
No,
there are some free ones.
There are some free ones. the big ones are the free ones, all right? The ones that nobody, very few people pay for, because there are so many big free ones. And the biggest ones, like Pornhub, okay, that's one of the biggest websites in the world.
Right.
And it's completely free. So where I'm going with this is that as it's evolved, it's become, I think, a bigger industry and therefore a bigger problem with the accessibility to youth. Because before, all right, before these sites became big,
right,
we didn't have internet on our phones.
Right, right.
Okay, so you had to go home, log in, you know, on your computer. But now you just pull your phone out of your pocket and there right. she is, CC and Vanilla.
It's easy. You got much easier access, and it's much more readily available.
Yes.
And that's, you can't get around that. That's just a fact of nature now.
Yeah.
And I understand the desire to have laws and to try and make sure that people who are under the age of 18 can't get access to stuff that you're only supposed to have access to if you're over 18.
Yeah.
Whether it's really going to work or not is a whole nother issue.
No way.
That doesn't mean you don't try, you know?
I like I said, I think that, yes, I think that they, what they're doing is the right thing to do. Yeah. I just don't think it's very practical.
Right.
All right. I don't think it's very practical. They're making it a little bit more difficult, but I don't think that that's actually going to have any effect when it comes to how many minors are still watching.
I don't think it'll have any effect there, but the attorney general is the one who can sue.
Yeah.
Right. And he's running for governor. So I'm assuming that it will have an impact in the election.
It's a great platform. Yeah. I mean, that's a very serious platform to be running on. Hey, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
This is Jody.
Jody, what are your thoughts, man?
I can care less either way. I guess their heart's in the right place. But the FCC regulates landline dial tone. But the FCC cannot regulate the internet. So I'm wondering how this is sort of the state regulating the internet. I'm wondering how that's constitutional or what laws they're using to do this.
It's a whole new thing. Good point.
You got an excellent point. I absolutely have no answer there. That's one of the things I would have to be an attorney in that area to be able to answer. But there are laws about minors, though, and those usually take precedent, you know, about...
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that's a good question. And if you tune in 4 o'clock on Friday, I'll have attorney Kevin Stockstill here, and we'll discuss the legality of it all. I think that that's going to be a very interesting broadcast. As I said before, my own opinion is if you want to reduce the amount of minors that are watching...
Right.
Adult entertainment, the more effective way is to require it to be a fee.
Yeah.
Don't make it free. And then you have to do it online with a bank card.
With a credit card.
Then mom and dad know.
Right.
Okay. Or at least they have the opportunity to know more than they do right now. All right. We're out of time. But at 5 o'clock in just a few minutes, it's going to be time for Remember Wednesday. And this is going to be a really great broadcast at 5 o'clock. Being that we just passed Father's Day, we're going to be talking about the best fathers in movies and on network television.
Okay.
Should be good. Stay tuned.
News Talk 96.5 KPL, Bro Bridge, Lafayette. Broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios, online at matthew-james.com.
Inflation will continue to fall. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. That's a prediction from the head of the Federal Reserve as he spoke before a House panel.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the central bank's monetary policies are bringing down inflation.
Nonetheless, inflation pressures continue to run high,
And the process of getting inflation back down to 2% has a long way to go.
The Fed's Board of Governors raised the key interest rate 5 points over the past several months, and further tightening is expected, Powell tells Congress. Inflation is now around 5%. That is down from a 40-year high of more than 9% last year.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Powell's comments impacting the market. Stocks closed lower for the third straight day. The Dow lost 102, the Nasdaq off 165, the S&P minus 23. A glimmer of hope in the search for the missing submersible craft that was traveling to the wreck of the Titanic. It hasn't been heard from since Sunday, but noises have been detected by ships in the search area.
As we've got data back from the sonar buoys, you know, we're sending it off to the Navy experts to see if we can classify those noises.
Rear Admiral John Mauger, the vessel, which is carrying five people, could run out of oxygen as soon as tomorrow morning. More than 12 years in prison for Daniel Rodriguez, who had pled guilty to four felony counts related to his actions during the January 6th Capitol riot, including inflicting bodily injury on an officer with a dangerous weapon. Prosecutors say Rodriguez assaulted D.C. police officer Michael Fanone with a stun gun. Hunter Biden said to make an initial court appearance in federal court July 26th to face misdemeanor and gun-related charges. The Justice Department said yesterday that the president's son had agreed to plead guilty to two misdemeanor charges of willfully failing to pay income taxes and to enter an agreement that could avert a conviction on a gun charge. America's listening to Fox News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Ohio woman has died after being accidentally shot by her 2-year-old son.
Police responding to a home in Norwalk, Ohio, where they found 31-year-old Laura Ilg with a gunshot wound to her back. The gun fired by her 2-year-old son.
The gun was left out, but and shouldn't have been accessible to the child, but apparently she didn't know he was in the room at the time.
Norwalk Police Chief David Smith among the officers responding to the scene. Ilg, who was more than 8 months pregnant, was rushed to the hospital undergoing an emergency C-section. Doctors weren't able to save the baby. Ilg died hours later. Authorities say it appears the 2-year-old got into a bedroom while Ilg was doing laundry and began playing with the Sig Sauer 9mm. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Amazon being sued by the federal government for enrolling customers into its Prime program without them signing up.
The Federal Trade Commission is accusing Amazon of enrolling shoppers without consent into Amazon Prime memberships and claims it was then difficult to cancel subscriptions to the program. Prime costs as much as $139 a year. The lawsuit filed in Seattle, where Amazon is headquartered, claims Amazon used manipulative, coercive, or deceptive design known as dark patterns to trick its customers into automatically renewing. The FTC claims changes that would have made it easier to cancel were rejected because it would have cut into Amazon's bottom line. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Tropical storm Brett is growing stronger as it takes aim at the eastern Caribbean. The storm has maximum sustained winds of 60 miles per hour and is moving westward across the Atlantic Ocean at about 15 miles per hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. The storm is about 415 miles east of Barbados and is expected to grow stronger before hitting several eastern Caribbean islands tomorrow at near hurricane strength. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks falling as investors focus on Fed Chair Jerome Powell's comments before a congressional committee. Powell says that the central bank is focused on reining in inflation, which is still well below its 2% target, and will likely be raising rates further in the coming months, Powell telling lawmakers.
The economy is facing headwinds
from tighter credit conditions for households and businesses, which are likely to weigh on economic activity, hiring, and inflation.
Last week, the Fed kept interest rates unchanged after 10 straight hikes, so it could take time to gauge how higher borrowing rates have affected the economy. The Dow falling 102 points, the Nasdaq down 165, S&P 500 down 23. And Tesla stock fell after analysts at Barclays downgraded the EV maker. In addition, Tesla CEO Elon Musk met with India's prime minister and said his company will be in India as soon as humanly possible. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
When America's debt bubble bursts, it could destroy the value of your 401k or IRA. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is why I recommend gold IRAs. And Birch Gold Group is the only gold IRA company I trust. Right now, you can get a free info kit on gold when you text the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to 989898 to request your no-cost, no-obligation info kit.
Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Available at Navage.com.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
It's the 5 o'clock gold rush hour on Offsides, brought to you by Coin and Treasure on West Congress, where they buy and sell gold and silver every day.
What's up, Acadiana, and welcome to Shannon Is Offsides. I'm Shannon Wilkerson, here with Gary Cruz. Thanks for joining us for today's broadcast. We'll be with you until 6 o'clock. It's currently 5:09, taking you home live and local on KPL 96.5 FM. Wednesday at 5 o'clock with Gary Cruz. That means only one thing.
Remember?
Remember. I remember Wednesday.
All right.
You know, it would be difficult to do a Remember Wednesday broadcast remembering things that just happen on Wednesdays.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You know?
Let's not even try.
I don't even want to try. I don't even want. I'm sure that Google can give us some information, but just right off the top of my head, I don't know when, you know, what happens on a Wednesday?
This could be a job for artificial intelligence.
They can answer that question very, very quickly. Yeah. Have you messed around with that at
no,
all?
No.
It's incredible. I got to tell you, it's absolutely. When you start using it or you just start exploring it, you really see what the possible threat is.
I've got an online class kicking off in the fall, and I'm waiting to see what happens because they have a bunch of stuff they have to write and turn in. Fortunately, they have to turn in through a particular piece of software that checks everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine that a lot of professors, a lot of high school teachers, even middle school teachers are going to be looking at it. They're going to be getting papers that seem written better than the student should have written, or that just don't make any sense.
Oh, they make sense. I've used it several times, all right, from a marketing standpoint.
Uh-huh.
And AI is going to be the advantage that businesses or people in marketing platforms will use the way that when the internet first came out. Okay, the people that were savvy with the internet first got a big advantage. That's what's going to be with AI. And you said that it's going to be too good. All right. You can tell AI, write me a term paper, 500 words about radio broadcasting, but have 10 errors in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Or write it like an eighth grader on an eighth grade level. And when I'm telling you, when you hit enter, the words start coming out right away. Unbelievable. Anyway.
Okay.
Coming back. Let me reground.
Today's
time
Wednesday.
To reset. All right. Okay. So this past Sunday, as you know, and as I know, and most everybody else knows, was Father's Day. Big day for dads.
Yep. I'm sure a lot of ugly ties were had.
Yeah, a lot of ugly ties. So did you get a gift or have you gotten gifts in the past stand out?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I did quite well. This year, between birthday, Father's Day, I think I told you, I'm well stocked on Irish whiskey.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
My first Father's Day gift, actually, my daughter's mom, who we split, right?
Mm-hmm.
She got me an ugly tie.
On purpose?
On purpose, yeah.
Which, okay.
I thought that was great. That was really neat of her to do. She didn't have to do anything. So, yeah, mm-hmm. that was pretty cool. And that one still sticks out.
Yeah.
And then as she got older, my daughter would get me different gifts. And the biggest is she used to sell cigars herself.
Ah.
So usually on Father's Day, although she's a mother now, so usually on Father's Day we would get together and have dinner or lunch, mm-hmm. smoke a cigar, and have a couple of drinks.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, in honor of the recent past Father's Day, mm-hmm. we are going to implement that as the topic for this week's Remember Wednesday. The best dads.
Okay,
the best dads. Now, this could be fictional or non-fictional.
Right.
Okay,
right.
TVs or movies.
Okay.
And I think that's even music.
Okay.
If you can think of any.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, okay.
All actually, right. It something does come to mind. But
all right.
Nevertheless, that's what we're going to be doing. 232-1542 should be a lot of fun. What's your first choice?
Man, I have been waiting to say this guy's name on the radio for a long time.
Okay.
Paul Kersey.
Okay, I'm at a loss.
Charles Bronson in Death Wish.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. So far, you win. Okay, so far, you win. That's great. I hadn't thought of that.
That was actually the first one. You said that topic. That was, I didn't know the name. I had to go look it up, but that was the first one that came to mind.
Yeah, now, okay, I gotta refresh my memory. Was the wife and daughter killed?
The wife is killed, the daughter's raped.
Okay.
Which leads to Death Wish 2.
Death Wish, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a brutal, brutal movie.
Oh, very brutal.
But the revenge was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's a great one. You know what? I'm going to watch that movie soon.
There you go, man.
It's Charles Bronson at his best.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, you know, we usually identify a certain actor primarily as in a certain role.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even though they might do other roles. I mean, when I hear Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump comes to mind.
Okay.
He's done other great movies, okay? Mm-hmm. But he's Forrest Gump.
Right.
Clint Eastwood is...
The Man with No Name or Harry...
That's right.
Or Dirty Harry.
Dirty Harry. It's a tie.
Yeah.
All right. But most of them, I mean, you can't think of Sylvester Stallone without thinking of Rocky.
Yeah.
All right. I can't think of Schwarzenegger. He's the Terminator.
Yeah.
You know, he did a lot of other things. So, Charles Bronson, you think of Death Wish?
Yeah, that's what
least my
that's a series he had. Yeah.
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 A good one. All right. Mine is nonfiction. This is a real thing.
Okay.
Okay. Gary Planchet.
All right.
Okay. Gary Planchet's son was kidnapped, molested.
Oh, wow.
Okay. The guy that did this horrible crime,
right,
is caught,
right,
and I believe it's in the Baton Rouge airport.
It's in a Louisiana airport.
It's in a Louisiana airport, and they are transferring him through the airport. And Gary Planchet is at a payphone,
acting like he's on the payphone,
payphone. He's got sunglasses on, and as the officers walk by, the father Gary Planchet turns and blows this guy's head off.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. I mean, shoots him right in the head, kills him. Good work, Dad.
Yeah, that's
okay. Good work, Dad.
Same vein as Death Wish.
That's exactly right. Yeah. But look, man. He got caught. They were right there.
They were right there.
I don't know what the results were from the charges. I hope he walked. Something tells me he didn't.
No, I'm pretty sure he did.
Yeah. But there you go. That's my first pick.
Okay.
It just came to mind because on Father's Day, it was all over the internet.
Okay.
It was all over Facebook to the best father. And then they had the film of him shooting the guy in the head. And so, good work,
boy,
Gary.
We really started off by a positive.
Boy, man, we are dark. We are dark. Death Wish, murderer. You know, Gary Planchet, murderer.
Yeah.
Hey, look, sometimes it's a father's responsibility.
Yeah, okay? Yeah. I'm a go with that.
You know? All right. What's your next one?
Okay. You and I both like this guy, so I have to throw him out as early as I can. Dr. Quest.
Oh, you win again. Can't stand you. Yeah, it's, Dr. Quest is fantastic.
Oh, and for those of you who never watched Johnny Quest, the original Johnny Quest.
Yeah.
Dr. Quest was just a cool dad. Yeah. Race Bannon was the cooler one. But remember, all of this happened because of Dr. Quest.
Well, I tell you, it would be no Race Bannon.
Right.
If there wasn't a Dr. Quest.
There you go.
Yeah. I still watch that. I started watching from the first season. And really ahead of its time.
Oh, yeah.
That was really good. Do you remember Race Bannon's girlfriend?
No.
Jade? Yeah.
Ah.
Jade was something else. Okay.
Everybody in that show was something. Bandit was something else.
Very good. Okay, so one of our regular listeners who has had a career in law enforcement, Phil, just texted me. He said he got no jail time.
Wow.
And 7 years probation. He also calls him the dad of the century. Can I agree with you more, Phil? Great information. Thank you.
A buddy of mine just texted me who was in law enforcement, and he said he pled no contest to manslaughter. He got a 7-year suspended sentence, and he died some years ago.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He died.
Thanks, Kev.
Hey, look. What a great guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's the ultimate sacrifice, if you think about it. Justice was done. And he had the risk of the police officers turning around and shooting him.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Just as a natural reaction, they're training.
Yep.
And he could have gone to prison for the rest of his life.
Yep.
Hey, look, the ultimate sacrifice. Okay? All right. So my next one.
All righty.
And if listeners want to jump in, best dads of all time. And you know what? There's Sean calling. Hey, welcome, Sean.
Damn, I think I called into the wrong show, guys. I was going to go with, like, Mike Brady and stuff. Y'all are a little dark.
Mike Brady's a good one.
Mike Brady is a good one.
Well, I mean, let me tell you, man. Look, he had all those girls, okay? Greg was trying to, you know, with Marcia. And then you had Jan. You couldn't sleep with one eye open, that crazy chick.
Yeah.
Cindy was a little tattletaler. You got Bobby breaking all the stuff in the house with his basketball and everything.
Uh-huh.
You know, Mike had AstroTurf. He didn't have to cut it. It was set up, and he had a maid, you know, so.
Hey, look, Alice held it all together.
It was Alice.
Now, I'll tell you a little trivia. In real life, Greg Brady and Carol, the mother, had a little thing. Yep. And I read also that the older ones, like Marcia and Greg, they were high most of the time. They were smoking weed, all crazy.
So you're ruining my childhood now,
man. I'm sorry. But I'll tell you, the one that, you're right. The one that's going to, that would have turned out to have some very serious issues was Jan.
Jan, yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, I also heard that the dog in the show, Tiger, wasn't on the set anymore because he got run over by a car in real life.
Oh, God.
So here we're back to the darkness.
What a ruin. We totally ruined the image of the Brady Bunch, okay? And I'll tell you another thing about Mike. I think a lot of people know this, but Mike was a homosexual.
No, I didn't know that.
The guy that played Mike Brady? He was a homosexual. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I think he actually died of AIDS.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what do you expect with those bell bottoms? You know, I mean, it was bad. You know, it was bad. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, man. All right. Hello. Welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
This is Jason.
Jason, who's your favorite dad?
Carl Winslow.
Say it again.
Carl Winslow.
Carl, wait, that sounds familiar.
Which show?
Urkel's dad.
Urkel's dad.
Oh, man.
That was a disturbing character. Urkel, man. That guy. Okay, that's pretty good.
That's a good one.
I hadn't thought of that. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
With Urkel the whole time.
Oh, I know. Man. Urkel needed help.
Yeah. But yeah, thanks for lightening things up.
Yeah. Hey, Deloitte.
You got to go with Liam Neeson in Taken.
He's on my list.
Yeah. That's another one. It's like Death Wish.
Yeah, his Brian Mills is the character.
Man, that's a good one. And you know, you don't think that actor Liam Neeson could play a role like that because he really does look like an average Joe.
Yeah, well, now he plays more and more roles like
that's
that.
That's right. But I think that was the one that kind of brought him into violence.
Yeah.
But I like the violence. He was good. Hey, thanks for the call. Hey, welcome, Shannon. It's Offsides. Who's calling?
Hey, Shannon. It's Rob. How are you?
Good, Rob. How are you?
Doing great. All right. I'm going back to the 80s. John Matrix. That was Arnold Schwarzenegger's character in the movie Commando.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Man, that's a bad movie.
That is cheesy to be on. The good part about that movie is when he's holding the guy over the cliff and he says, "This is my weak arm." Yeah, and where the movie just went right off the cliff was when they find the island. Okay, he just happens to be with this girl who's a pilot, okay? And they just happen to find a plane that is there's a water plane, right? And so they fly into the island, and he's unloading all the weapons, and he gets into the rowboat, and suddenly he's in a Speedo, okay? He's nothing but a Speedo, and they've got to show these pictures, you know, this film footage of him rowing so you can see the striations in his muscles and everything. But that was a pretty good for a cheesy movie. That wins.
He went a long way for his kids.
What's that?
That's right. He did it. He went all that way. He carried extra Speedos with him just in case he had to save his daughter.
Just in case. And I tell you, one of the opening scenes. Okay, so they kidnap the daughter, and he's got the house up in the hills, right? And he's going down the mountain in his Blazer, which doesn't have any power or brakes.
Right.
And then the car is coming on the road, and they see the Blazer headed towards them. And all they had to do was put the brakes on, and he would have gone right by. They even say, "Here he comes, he's got no brakes." And they just keep going, and they get smashed. Yep. I think I need to watch.
They just don't write movies like they used to.
No, they don't. Once again, I saw that at the Dollar Film. All right, callers, got a lot of calls coming in. We appreciate that. Please hold on. We are going to take this short break. But first, your J&J Exterminating Pest of the Day.
Time to call in the experts. It's the J&J Pest of the Day.
All right, no surprise here. Joy Bayar from The View. She chalked up the missing Titanic tourist submersible to, quote, human incompetence and stupidity, comparing the situation to the 1912 sinking ocean liner, the Titanic itself. Listen, woman, you need to keep your mouth shut. All right, because look, these you got the families.
Yeah.
Okay, nothing. They don't know where they are. They don't know if they're alive. And she's already saying we're just stupid and incompetent. It's a horrible situation, but I did see an interview today of somebody who had been on it,
mm-hmm.
and he had been on it many, many times. This thing had been perfectly operational for many years. On the flip side, there has been a big lawsuit against the company for safety standards.
Right.
Go ahead.
They didn't follow a lot of certification protocols and all. They kind of went off on their own. That doesn't mean they built a inadequate sub.
Right.
They just didn't follow all of the protocols or get the certifications that most folks do.
And that's on them.
Yeah.
Okay. But Joy, shut up.
Yeah, you
okay?
Go.
For once in your life, just keep your mouth shut every time she opens her mouth. Either stupid words are going in or carbohydrates are coming out, or carbohydrates are going in, all right? Get away from the buffet.
It's the 5 o'clock gold rush hour on Offsides, brought to you by Coin and Treasure on West Congress, where they buy and sell gold and silver every day.
The greatest dads ever.
There you go.
Fiction, nonfiction, TV, or movie. I like it. What's your next one?
So my next one is, I'm trying to stay away from ones that would be obvious, I think.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember the show My Three Sons.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Douglas.
Yeah.
He was the dad. He had a single dad. Of course, he had Uncle Charlie.
Uncle Charlie. That's what I was just thinking of. Uncle Charlie.
But he was a great dad. And he smoked a pipe.
He did smoke a pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't watch those shows that are in black and white. I can't. It looks like a headache.
That's how
I think of the world. When I have a bad headache, everything looks like it's in black and white in my brain.
Okay. I've always felt like, the world was a simpler place before we colorized it. So
maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. It's like charcoal. you know what I mean? It all looks like a charcoal sketch. Uh-huh. You know those paint? They're not paintings, but those drawings. All right. Well, my next one is going to lighten it up a little bit more.
Okay.
Okay. Al Bundy.
Oh, okay. I figured somebody would come up with Al Bundy.
You got to love Al Bundy. He's one of my heroes.
I was never a huge fan, but...
now that's another show.
I'm in the minority.
That's another show that would never be aired today. Go to YouTube and just look up Al Bundy insults.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and the things that he says to these women in the shoe stores.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable, well, especially the ones that are overweight.
And that his kids said to him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those are a couple of really good ones. All right, hello. Welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
Sarah on
I-10. Hey, Sarah on I-10.
Archie Bunker and George Cooper.
Archie Bunker. George Cooper, remind me.
Sheldon's dad.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Those are good ones. Thanks.
Oh, thanks. Sheldon's dad got a lot less play than his mom. Yeah.
Yeah, that's for real. Hey, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
This is Kathy.
Kathy, give me a really good dad.
Mel Gibson in The Patriot.
Oh, okay. Man, yeah.
I have to admit, I haven't seen that. I know it's, I heard that it's great.
Oh, my goodness, you haven't.
No.
It's an awesome movie.
No, I haven't seen it, but I heard it's really good, and I want to see it. Yeah. I just haven't yet.
Excellent.
Is Heath Ledger his oldest son?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Mel Gibson before he went crazy.
Yeah. No, I think he always was before he came out.
Well, okay, before everyone realized he was crazy, and he really didn't like Jews. I never saw what the problem is.
I
don't know. All right, thank you. All right, hello, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
This is Marvin.
Marvin, what you got?
I don't know his real name, but I knew his character name, James, off
of Good Time. Oh, yeah, man. I forget it. Okay, that's the guy. That was also the father in Coming to America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And he died in the series.
Yeah.
He died. His character died in Good Time.
Yeah.
And I never could understand his wife's name being Florida. Who names their child Florida?
Oh, I don't know. I had a grandmother who was Frederica.
Well, it's better than a state.
Well, I guess so.
You know, and I have a son. I named him Minnesota.
And I wish you.
That's a remember. Old school name like that.
Florida?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, thanks
for
the call.
Going around as Flo Rida.
Right. Flo Rida. 232-1542, your favorite dad. Go.
I got a twofer on this one.
All right.
All right. Two different Will Smith roles. First.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Gardner in The Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah.
And I think that's just a fantastic dad role.
It is a fantastic dad role.
And then the other one is his, I don't remember the character, but in Enemy of the State, he's a dad.
Yeah, that's right.
It's got less of an impact on the movie.
Yeah.
But both are great roles, good movies. And you know, if you've never seen The Pursuit of Happiness,
it's good.
Yeah, it's a tough movie to watch.
Yeah,
the end is good, but man, it's
true story.
Yeah, true story.
That's a tearjerker at the end.
Yeah.
Okay. At the end, it's I'll watch that ending. You know, every now and then I'll pull that up on YouTube because I like pulling up just short videos like that just for personal inspiration.
Yeah.
You know, I need a boost.
Yeah,
and that's one of them that I really enjoy watching.
And he and the kid went through real rough time.
Yeah, living on the sleeping on the subway.
Subway, yeah,
yeah. Great dad.
Yeah, great dad.
Okay, you want to know another great dad?
Yes,
Fred Sanford.
Fred's oh man,
hey, you gotta love Fred Sanford. You know, talking to Aunt Esther, he's so ugly.
So we got Archie Bunker and Fred Sanford.
Yeah.
Those are
some angry men.
Lamont didn't know how good he had it.
Lamont. That's another one. You know, that's another one, you know, and George Jefferson.
Yeah.
Okay, George Jefferson. But, you know, those were both very successful spinoffs.
Yes.
And really good. Hey, thanks for calling. Hello, who's calling?
It's Brad.
Brad, what you got?
Buford T. Justice.
Oh, oh man. God. It's another one. There's, I just watched about a month ago, there's a YouTube video of all of his insults.
So, oh, man.
From Smokey and the Bandit.
Uh-huh.
God, it's go ahead.
He was one hell of a character, I tell you that.
It was. Yeah.
And that's, in my opinion, that's the best role Jackie Gleason ever had. You know? Just great.
When we get back, I'm going to punch him
right in the mouth. Exactly. Hold my hat. You know, his poor son. You just wanted him to sucker punch him right there while he's driving. Yep. Hey, thanks for the call, man. That's a good one, man. Buford T. Justice. Yeah, hello, welcome to Shannon's Offsides. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Mark.
Mark, what you got?
Hey, man, I got Tim Allen in Home Improvement, and I got Tim Allen again in Last Man Standing.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, those are And they took Tim. Is it Tim Allen? They took off the air.
He shifted networks, didn't he?
Yeah. Seems like he was on another one.
They canceled him for a little while when all the political crap was up, but then they brought him back.
Yeah, good. Hey, anyway, thanks for the call.
Thank you,
I like him.
I like
Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Hey, Stoney, who's your favorite dad? And it cannot be Cheech or Chong.
Are they dads?
I'm sure that they're dads somewhere.
I got two of them real quick that have, I guess they teach moral standards.
Yeah.
It's Andy Griffith and Mr. Cunningham.
Ooh, well, Howard Cunningham was my next choice.
I have Andy Griffith on my list.
Yeah.
Yeah,
those are good.
Oh, both very good. Yeah.
You know, I would imagine if you took a poll, who is the overall... You know, if we did a national thing, I bet that he would win.
Andy Griffith?
No, Howard Cunningham. Yeah. And Mrs. Cunningham.
Yeah.
I think that they would be the go-to for everyone.
Pretty close.
Hey, welcome to Shannon's Offsides. Who's calling?
This is Jake.
Jake, man, who's your favorite?
How about Denzel Washington and John Q?
Ooh, oh, man.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
We're back to the dark.
They go to the hospital for his son to have a new heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's pretty good.
Compelling story there, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks for the call. All right, who's your next one?
All right, I'm just going to go straight to comedy. Fred Flintstone.
Fred Flintstone with Bam Bam.
Fred Flintstone had Pebbles. Fred Flintstone had
Bebbles. Barney had
had Bam Bam.
Barney had Bam Bam. Had that's exactly right.
Yep.
Pebbles. All right. So, who's your favorite? All right, Wilma or Betty?
Betty.
Everyone goes with Betty.
Well, my wife's name is Betty.
Well, forget that.
No, okay.
You can't let that go. No. You know, everybody goes with Betty. Something tells me with Wilma being a redhead,
yeah,
she might be a little bit more loving.
Okay.
All right. Hey, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
Brinkman.
Hey, what are your thoughts?
Hey, Jonathan Kent, Superman's dad.
Oh.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, he not only took in an orphan, a stranger, but an alien.
An alien, yeah. But, if you're going to take in an alien,
Superman,
somebody that can pick up the barn,
yeah,
move the cows in one at a time, maybe two at a time flying across. Yeah, that's a really good one. The beginning of Superman, the first Superman,
mm-hmm.
It really is very good. Before he goes to New York.
Right.
It really is a good part of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I highly recommend it.
Okay.
Okay. Here. Hello, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
Arlene.
Hey, Arlene, what's your favorite one?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mrs. Doubtfire. Yeah. Robin Williams at his best.
Yeah, and that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for the call. All right, we will be right back. We're going to take our second and final break. It's Remember Wednesday with Gary Cruz, television and movies best dads, or... Best Dads in Real Life. Stay tuned.
News Talk 96.5 KPL, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios.
Find out more about how they can help you at matthew-james.com.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Louisiana.
This message presented by the LHSAA and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Shannon's Offsides. Best dads in television, movie history, or in real life?
Or in real life.
Give me a few.
All right. So two very different ones.
Okay.
From To Kill a Mockingbird, Atticus Finch.
Okay.
All right.
Never seen it.
You never seen it?
No, but I know the story.
You would have had to have read it. And then Dustin Hoffman played Ted Kramer in Kramer versus Kramer.
Oh, man. And Meryl Streep.
Yep.
What a witch.
God.
A perfect example of how the court system is stacked against fathers.
Having gone through it myself, that's the temptation to say that.
But yeah.
It worked. The system works, you know.
No, it doesn't, Gary. It doesn't work. Well, that's a really good one. So I've got two myself.
Okay.
The first one is they're both criminals.
Okay.
Vito Corleone.
Oh, okay.
The Godfather himself.
Yeah.
Okay. Great dad.
Great dad.
All right. Yep. A great dad. And the next one is Walter White.
Oh, wow.
Heisenberg. Okay. You know, he's trying to take care of Walt Jr.
Yeah.
He's got cancer, a lung cancer. Yeah. So he's going to make some money, you know, making meth, and he made more, and he becomes this incredible criminal.
Just kind of got away from him there.
Yeah, well, hey, look, when you're Heisenberg.
Yeah.
When you are part of taking down Tuco Salamanca, that's pretty big, okay. All right? Hey, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
This is Seth.
Hey, what are your thoughts, man?
On screen, I have Sam Elliott in the Ranch series.
Okay.
And in real life, I have God.
God's a good dad.
Okay.
I mean,
yes,
he is the father when it comes to the Father and the Son.
Right.
And the Holy Ghost, right?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call. You got another one, man?
Yeah, I always liked Lucas McCain in The Rifleman.
Ah, that's right.
And I think it's Chuck Connors. I think that's who it was. But yeah, The Rifleman, I enjoyed the show as a kid.
That's a pretty good one.
And you know, a little later would have been Ben Cartwright.
I was just going to do
you were
Ben
do,
Cartwright.
Oh,
you
sorry,
stole it.
Man. I'm
that's
sorry.
All, that's all right. All right. Hey, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
Nick.
Hey, Nick. You got a good one?
Dan De Niro and Meet the Fockers.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. Yeah. He's kind of a jerk, you know. It's typical De Niro.
Yeah.
But that's a really good one. And what a clever name.
Yeah.
Okay, I love that. I love that, the name of that movie. That's a good one. Thank you. Hey, you got another one?
Me?
Yeah, you.
All right, well, I stole your last one. We got to put in the Lebanese dad, Danny Thomas, from the Danny Thomas Show.
Yeah, and in real life.
And yeah.
I tell you, I've learned to really of course, I always respected Danny Thomas, but the more I learn about him in real life, the more respect I have for him. What he did to create St. Jude.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody told him it was impossible.
Right.
He couldn't get any support.
He took that upon himself.
And he made it work. And that was unheard of back then.
Right.
You know, build a hospital.
Right.
And the hospital is fully funded through donations.
Yeah.
And everything is free.
Yeah.
It's an incredible undertaking and accomplishment.
The only thing close I would think of was the Shriners hospitals.
Shriners did a great service for my son, Scott.
Okay.
Yeah, not a penny. You're exactly right. So, all right, my next one is a little unusual, but it's a song, okay? There's a song called Father and Son by Cat Stevens.
Yeah.
And it's the dialogue.
Right.
The lyrics are dialogue between the father and his son.
Yeah.
And it's a very... very touching, emotional song, and it really relates in many ways to practically every father and son relationship.
Yeah, I know the song.
Yeah. That's a really good one.
That's came a good
to
one,
mind.
Man.
Yeah. It's hard to listen to. I can't listen to it. You know, it's just it's too sad.
Yeah,
you know, but it's very good. So we did Andy, we did Archie, but we have not done Homer Simpson.
No, I wasn't going to do Homer Simpson.
Why?
Because I'm more of a George Jetson guy.
George, that's a good one. Okay, and you know, you did Dr. Quest, and George Jetson.
Uh-huh.
You know, both in the future.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta love that. All right, let's see. Hello, welcome to Shannon's Offsides. Who's calling? Caller, you there?
Hi, this is Charlotte.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, you got a good dad for us?
Michael Landon from Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That was, I don't know. I know that Michael Landon, you know, was kind of a rough father in real life.
Yeah, but the character was wonderful.
The character was really, really good. I remember when he tells the older daughter that she's going blind.
Yeah.
Took a dark turn there.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call. That's a great one. Hey, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Hello, Dave.
Okay, guys. You can't leave him off the list. What family could have a government working father with a school teacher mother buy millions and millions of dollars worth of houses and have millions and millions of dollars in the bank? It's got to be Joe Biden.
Oh, my God, Dave. That's pretty good. You know, you got to admit, he hooked up on her big time. Okay, he hooked up on Hunter big time. That's a great one.
All right.
You know, who could do what Hunter Biden did, but dad was there to take care of it?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good one.
The number one dad has to be Joe Biden.
Yeah.
All right.
See you guys later.
You win.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
Hey, Shannon, it's Clay.
Hey, Clay, what you got?
That previous call has got to be nuts. He's dead. No way.
I think he's dead on spot. He's spot on, but go on.
Okay, listen. Did anybody mention Red Fox?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Okay. All righty.
All right, thanks for the call, man. All right. Hey, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
This is Daryl.
Hey, Daryl, you got a good one for us? I'm sure you do.
Bill Bixby. The courtship of Eddie's father.
That's it. It's on my list.
You see, that's another one. I never watched that.
Also had a great song off of the show that was real popular, too.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks for the call.
The character's name was Tom Corbett.
All right. Welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
Sylvia.
Sylvia, give us a really good dad. You're the last, second to last call we're going to take.
Okay, John Walsh.
John Walsh.
America's Most Wanted.
One. Another real life.
Very good.
Real life dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He never gave up looking for a son.
No
he didn't. Good for him.
He helped
good
other children.
I know. Yeah, he played a big role.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call. He probably couldn't have that show today because it discriminates against criminals.
Okay.
How about that? All right. What's your last one?
Oh, we each got to mention one, man. We both had good dads.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I'll go with that.
All right.
My last one, other than that.
We got to say the names.
Oh, Pat and Larry.
Pat and Larry and my dad, Gary Cruz.
There you go. Great name.
Yeah.
My last one before we go to Renee has got to be Tony Soprano.
I knew you were
going to love Tony Soprano. All right, Renee, you're the last one. Let's hear a quick one.
Yeah, Zimmerman and Andy Griffin.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely not the guy from the Pelican. And that one.
All right, brother.
Gregory Peck played on. Definitely not that.
Thanks for the call. All right, so that's going to do it for today's broadcast. Thank you, Gary Cruz, for joining me, as you normally do. Every Wednesday, always good to hear from you and have you here. I will be back tomorrow at 4 o'clock with Hippie Hannah. Thank you all for participating. A lot of great calls for Remember Wednesday. And thank you for tuning in today. We'll be back tomorrow.
News commentary.
Hunter Biden gets a sweetheart deal because, in case y'all haven't figured this one out yet, you now live in a banana republic. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
When America's debt bubble bursts, it could destroy the value of your 401k or IRA. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is why I recommend gold IRAs. And Birch Gold Group is the only gold IRA company I trust. Right now, you can get a free info kit on gold when you text the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to 989898 to request your no-cost, no-obligation info kit today.
5 years, but we now have federal charges against Hunter Biden. But don't clap just yet, because in the dictionary next to sweetheart deal, you'll see a photo of Hunter. Federal prosecutors have reached a plea deal with the deadbeat dad after misdemeanor charges of failing to pay federal income tax. Then there's a charge of illegal possession of a firearm while being a cracked out drug offender. But with this sweetheart plea deal, Hunter will likely not spend a moment in jail. And he's also avoided a trial that would have likely birthed a whole lot of info about the big guy. It's also super convenient the Democrats have chosen to really sweep this whole thing under the rug, given how much they squawk about gun safety and tax fairness. I haven't heard them chime in too much on any Biden family member paying their fair share of the money they receive by shaking down foreign nationals in exchange for a favorable policy, allegedly. Smoke, mirrors, and shameless shielding. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel. And a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
If you really want to support our troops, just contact the USO.
You can't believe how much they do for us.
To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
News Talk 96.5 KPL, Bro Bridge, Lafayette. Broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios. Online at matthew-james.com.
09, the House has voted to censure California Democrat Adam Schiff. Speaker Kevin McCarthy over objections from Democrats.
That's adoption of House Resolution 521. The House has resolved that the House...
Schiff was the past head of the House Judiciary Committee. The censure over his Trump-Russia investigation, which led to former President Trump's first impeachment. Schiff on the House floor earlier today called the vote a sham.
To my Republican colleagues who introduced this resolution, I thank you. You honor me with your enmity. You flatter me with this falsehood.
You who are the authors of a big lie about the last election must condemn the truth tellers, and I stand proudly before you.
Schiff is only the 25th House member to be censured. Efforts ramped up in the Atlantic Ocean after noises were heard in the area where searchers have been looking for a submersible craft with five people on board that was said to explore the wreckage of the Titanic.
Naval experts are analyzing the data collected, and underwater robots were moved immediately to respond. The sounds continue today. Deep sea recovery equipment, additional underwater robots, and search and rescue vessels are rushing into the remote area, along with experts on deep water rescues. A group of industry leaders sent a letter to OceanGate founder and CEO Stockton Rush in 2018, expressing concerns about the development of the Titan sub and the planned Titanic expeditions.
Fox's Molly Lyon in Boston. Fed Chair Jerome Powell before a House panel today for the first of 2 days of testimony, telling lawmakers that we should expect more interest rate hikes by the end of the year. The Fed's Board of Governors raised a key interest rate 5 points over the past several months. Powell says further tightening is expected. America is listening to Fox News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
In the face of American opposition, Israel's government approves plans to build 1,000 new homes in the West Bank.
This comes in a week of significant bloodshed. A deadly Israeli raid on a militant camp was followed by Palestinian gun attacks near Israeli settlements. 4 killed in those shootings. Palestinian villagers now say Israeli settlers have set fire to over a dozen homes in a revenge attack. In announcing the settlement plans had been approved, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his answer to terror was to strike it hard and build our country. He's also deployed additional troops in the West Bank. The US government says it's deeply troubled by the prospect of Israel building new homes on that land. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Meanwhile, an Israeli airstrike has hit a car in northern Gaza, setting it on fire. The target of the attack was not immediately known. The USDA has approved chicken grown from animal cells, not from slaughtered birds, for human consumption. The products, known as lab-grown or cultivated meat, is made by California firms Upside Foods and Good Meat. The goal is to eliminate harm to animals and to reduce the environmental impacts of raising them. A new survey taking a look at which generation has the stingiest tippers.
It turns out Gen Z has the tightest grips on their wallets when it comes to tipping, with the younger generation less likely to tip service workers than millennials, Gen Xers, and baby boomers. That, according to a Bankrate survey, which found the tendency to tip correlates with increased age, with baby boomers the most likely to tip. 35% of Gen Zers say they always tip at a restaurant, compared to 83% of baby boomers. 24% of Gen Zers tip for a haircut or color, compared to 70% of baby boomers. Overall, fewer Americans are tipping each year, no matter the service, according to the study, and nearly 1 in 3 Americans think tipping culture has gotten out of control in recent years.
Fox's Gianna Jolosi. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.